We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Entertainment Schmig, and it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Wow, that was maybe the worst we've had so far, and there have been some pretty bad ones.
Did you hear Kevin's math on your way on?
It was awful, and I love how you try and throw, second grader under the bus?
I know.
Hey, I taught second grade.
You know, instead of 520 hours, it's 600,000 hours. Oh, it's my second grader's fault because I'm teaching him how to multiply 10 by 10.
Don't do it, man.
He's teaching me. By the way, 21 days in the car.
A year?
Yes. That comes from a retired math teacher who sent another text
in, so
I appreciate that.
Let's get the text. We needed the
help. I'm a retired math teacher. I can do division.
Okay, we have a bunch of stuff. Let's start at Y98.com. There is an Instagram model. You don't know her name. She's not a household name by any means.
Oh, I know her.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, now you know Michelle Lewin because she was bitten on the butt by a wild pig.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's frolicking on the beach. And, obviously she has a bikini on. And the bum is out there for a biting.
Oh, yeah. Frolicking on the beach, much like in the Fyre Festival documentaries where they had all these models on the beach and they wanted to go swim with pigs and then the pigs were chasing them and trying to bite them.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Great scene.
It's kind of like when I was running down the street and I was bitten by that dog right in front of my kid's school. And it was on the butt. And then the fire department came. And then because the fire department came, all the kids from the playground came over and learned a little lesson on human anatomy.
It's the best thing that happened to this Instagram model. Because the people that weren't aware of her already.
Right.
They're like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
You want to get bit by the pig?
Yeah. Let's follow her.
Stars, they're just like us. Jessica Simpson. Poor Jessica Simpson. She's still pregnant.
I know.
You know, she had the foot incident where her foot swelled up. Doesn't even look like a foot anymore. She just broke a toilet seat.
Oh, what happened?
So it reminds me of a story of Jen Myers. I think we were doing a relief fund broadcast for one of the disasters.
Hurricane Sandy.
Hurricane Sandy. Jen went to sit on the chair.
A plastic folding chair. Which
had been broken previously.
They knew it was broken and they put it out and they thought it would be funny.
No, they didn't do that on purpose. No, that was not true.
Wait, no. So they knew it was broken. They put it out anyway. I sat on it. It was the last day before I left
for maternity
leave. It broke. There were a couple people in the building who thought it was so funny that they saved it. And the day I came back from maternity leave,
they gave you the broken chair.
Yeah, they put it in her office.
You know, I know a lot of people think I'm mean. I don't think I laughed very hard.
You were worried that I was
right.
Hurt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it would have been funny if it weren't for the mean-spirited people.
Yes.
Oh.
It was mean-spirited.
I'm glad you're all right.
I won't say anyone's. I'll just give you the initials. Lindsay Wright. Daniel Radcliffe thinks Harry Potter is going to be rebooted at some point. He said, I'm not the last Harry Potter that I will see in my lifetime. It'll be interesting to see if they just do these movies again or do a series.
I've heard from people that they like the Fantastic Beasts even more than Harry Potter.
Mm.
Oh, I know some people who their kids love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the newer one.
I haven't either.
But the first Fantastic Beasts, I thought was great. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's cool because it's all set in New York, so it's a little more, I don't know, American.
Yeah.
Yeah. And since it's still in production, you know, it's definitely a possibility that it's going to come around soon. And since it's been 18 years since the first movie, yeah, there have been a lot of movies that were made 20 years ago that are being made again. See that happening?
That came off like a weird comment that's more American, but you know what I mean. It's set in this fantasy world, but whereas the new one is like in New York in the 30s or whatever.
Yeah. I didn't think it came off.
Yeah. Like, Harry Potter's not American enough for me.
I didn't even think
all these way. British people.
We got wizards here, too.
It's finally more American. That's what I want, American America. Harry Potter.
Okay, well, listen. Here's something that's right up your alley, because... Radio's Tim Convy. Don't know if you know or not.
Just Tim Convy.
Not a big fan of the country music.
No, that's true.
I'm not either.
No, I know. But he's like, he gets violently ill sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy it.
I like old country.
The new Florida Georgia Line album.
Okay.
Will have 4 comedy skits.
I'm sure they're hilarious.
But not for the reason they think.
Yeah, I'm sure they're real funny.
A lot of these country guys love comedy. Brad Paisley, doesn't he have a comedy?
Oh, and he doesn't. And Carrie Underwood are great.
But yeah, Brad Paisley's funny, yeah. Brad Paisley's funny, but Brad Paisley's like...
he's a big comic nerd, right?
Yes.
Big time.
He's a talented guy, for sure. I can't wait to hear the Florida Georgia
Yep. Line. The new album is called... Can't Say I Ain't Country.
Oh, man.
It's a double negative. I'm very... We're going to work on that.
Let me get this straight. We can say...
Can't say I ain't country, so...
I'm country.
It's nice. It should be, I is country.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
Before we get to all the entertainment stories, we talked a little bit earlier this morning about a little boy in Arkansas who wants your cards. He is at home. Doctors have said that the treatments aren't working. He is resting comfortably with hospice care. And he loves receiving cards. It distracts him from everything that's going on, and it lifts his spirits. So we put his name and address online if you would like to send a card. And Kevin, didn't you say a teacher texted in and said their whole class is going to send cards?
First grade class out of Maryville. So, awesome. and she's throwing,
that's a great idea,
throwing the challenge out. You know what? We all should just do that for little Louie. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Oh, okay. Also online at Y98.com. The Baldwin police, who arrested a thief who was stealing liquor from all of these area stores. And lucky for them, he kept a journal and entered, like, stolen from this store.
this bottle.
Except when they caught him leaving a store, he left that day blank and they filled in the journal. They wrote, arrested.
Bum, bum.
It's making national news, so you can check that out at Y98.com.
And I just happened to follow Baldwin Police Department on Instagram. Isn't that odd?
Yeah.
I saw him post it yesterday.
Justin Bieber is reportedly being treated for depression. His reps were quick to point out that this has nothing to do with his marriage to Haley Baldwin, which I think everyone is smart enough to know. I mean, if you deal with depression, it is... You know, there's some situational depression, but other people battle with it their whole lives.
And be aware of what your kid can and can't take when you want them to be successful.
Yeah.
Seen this a lot with these stars that are younger, and it's a lot coming at them every single day, especially with social media in the picture.
Oh, yes. Speaking of social media, George Clooney is worried about Meghan Markle. He said, "We've seen this before with Princess Diana, and we all know how that ended. Everybody back off of her. She's just a human being." And
you think it's more than Kate? I think it's the same.
Oh, I think it's more than Kate because now they're trying to pit the two of them against each other, like I told you, and they're saying in some of the tabloids that Meghan's this horrible person who's difficult to deal with, and Kate doesn't like being around her, and it's dividing the brothers.
And her being American is getting that much more...
I'm sure.
Yeah. The second British person I've mentioned on the show that I'm glad that they're American. I like my princesses American and my Harry Potters.
Also online at Y98.com, you can watch a guy play Bohemian Rhapsody on acoustic guitar with chopsticks.
Oh.
You could also see Weezer's Take On Me video. You know, it's part of their covers album. And Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things stars as River.
Cool. I was telling Kevin this morning, that Finn kid has learned more about the 80s and all his parts than any other. He's like, what is the deal with the 80s?
Yeah, I know.
I can't break free because it takes place in 1985. The video does.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's in Stranger Things. Yeah. And he's in It.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird.
Yeah. The Hustle. The poster and the movie trailer came out yesterday. Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson. I didn't realize it's a remake of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
What?
Anne Hathaway plays a Michael Caine role, and Rebel Wilson plays Steve Martin's part. It's out this May.
Wow.
They also dropped a trailer for Tolkien yesterday about the author of Lord of the Rings, and a trailer for Yesterday, where everyone forgets about the Beatles except for one guy and he becomes a musical sensation.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Who's in that? Anybody I know? I got to check it
You'll out. Have to check out the trailer.
Y98.com.
Series premiere on YouTube Premium. This is interesting. It's called Weird City. It's a comedy anthology. Jordan Peele is behind it and Charlie Sanders. LeVar Burton, Ed O'Neill, Rosario Dawson, Michael Cera, Mark Hamill, Laverne Cox, Sarah Gilbert, all starring in it. If you have YouTube Premium, go for it.
Karate Kid, also YouTube.
Uh-huh.
How's that chocolate-covered strawberry?
I mean, I'm
Tim was late
right
for Schmig because he was feasting on the Galentine's Day spread.
No, there's something I was working on in there that if you guys get to, it, if it comes to fruition, you're never going to regret those 2 minutes I was gone.
I don't know. I was okay with it.
Courtney was a little bummed that instead that we are going to see Isn't It Romantic Tonight for our Galentine's Day night instead of Happy Death Day 2. Oh, she thought that would be funny.
And plus, I love the first one.
Yes. So, the man who... this is a weird story. The Pelicans, the NBA team set in New Orleans, have a mascot named Pierre Pelican. He's a guy in a bird suit. But they also have another mascot, and he's horrifying. His name is King Cake Baby. You know, like the baby you find in the king cake. And what's the rule? If you find the baby, either you have like a prosperous new year. But around here, it was like if you found the baby, you had to buy the king cake the next year for Mardi Gras. I don't know. The face looks a lot like the mask that the killer wears in Happy Death Day.
Yeah, it's a freaky mask.
Pretty, very, almost identical, except that the baby king cake has two teeth. That's really the only difference.
He wants a lot of money, doesn't he?
Yeah, the guy who created King Cake Baby says that the movie producer stole his design, and he thinks the movie made around $200 million. He wants half of it.
Wow.
It actually only made $125 million. But he still wants half. Yeah. And he wants a judge to stop them from using the mask until they can come to an agreement. But the sequel
comes out today.
Yeah. Wow. It's out. Mm. That's Entertainment Schmig. We'll do celebrity birthdays in just a few minutes. But Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
In North County, westbound 270 got a stall. They're trying to clear up from the left lane before you get to 360.
For the world we're gonna make.
Y98, it is celebrity birthday time. And if you were born on Galentine's Day, what a day.
What a day.
What a day.
You know, up until a couple years ago with Amy Poehler on Parks and Rec, you probably felt like you were shortchanged because you were one day off Valentine's Day, but nope. Galentine's Day, best day of the year. Courtney, you have a little cream cheese on your chin.
That chin just—it really gets in the way of everything, Jen.
Right here,
still there.
Right here.
There you go.
You got it. Okay. All right, because that's what your Galentine's Day friends do. They let you know that there's cream cheese on your chin. These two didn't.
No, I told you about the black smudge on your face last week.
Yes, thank you.
If your fly was down, mm-hmm. I'd have Kevin tell you.
Okay, before we get to birthdays, on this day 14 years ago at the Grammys, man, that best new artist, Kiss of Death, went to Maroon 5.
Oh.
Britney Spears also won her first Grammy for Toxic. You know, it was her big comeback album. Everyone was excited because she...
Isn't it weird that Britney was known before? And to me, it's just weird to me. That
I know.
Known before?
Maroon 5.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Britney was right when I started college, I think.
Really?
Maroon 5 was after.
Thank you for your time,
yeah,
David.
Yeah, just to break it down for you guys, put it in perspective.
Fugees released their second album, The Score, 23 years ago today.
Wow.
And 32 years ago today, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, Mannequin was released with Andrew McCarthy and Kim Cattrall.
By the way, the Entertainment Weekly this week is all about 80s and rom-coms, and they mention Mannequin. And Kim Cattrall was not the first choice.
Sarah Jessica Parker?
And it could have been Meg Ryan.
That's it.
Oh,
yeah. I saw that.
Meg Ryan.
Who 2 years later starred in Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, I can't see
And Meg... also looks like a mannequin now.
Yeah. I can't see Meg Ryan in that part.
No. I think it would have thrown her whole career trajectory off. Good choice, Meg. Okay. Happy birthday to Peter Gabriel. Singer.
70.
I like that. 71.
68.
69. Okay. Her breakthrough film, American Beauty, turns 20 this year. Mm. How old is Mena Suvari?
I was hoping you were going to do Thora Birch, because I could have mentioned From Homeless to Harvard on Lifetime.
Actually,
you helps. Did anyway.
That helps with the math.
Yeah, because I'm thinking 37.
I want to say she's a little older than me. 41.
40.
40.
Good job.
40! Okay, and finally, he was a politician before he... hosted a talk show where people started throwing chairs at each other.
The mayor.
Yep. Jerry Springer.
74.
76.
Yeah, that was a good guess. 75?
Yep.
Wow.
Kevin.
That was a better guess, Kevin.
Happy birthday if you're celebrating on Gallery.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.